and welcome to this week's Daily Info Oxcast. It's your weekly audio roundup about all the best events happening in and around Oxford. Orla, what have you got for us this week?
I'm going to be talking about Bjork, Brideshead and neoliberal environmentalism.
And I'm going to be talking about the Iliad and happiness. And you can make your mother very happy for Mother's Day by entering our competition on Daily Info to win a bouquet of flowers from Bloomin' Chic or a £50 voucher from Bloomin' Chic. So Mothering Sunday is on the 15th of March. We recently had a competition for Valentine's Day. That's long gone. Never mind that. We've scoffed our way through Pancake Day. And Mothering Sunday is the next calendar event that we are looking forward to and offering you a chance to win something free for this occasion. You can enter via our homepage in our Mother's Day quiz.
So it's pretty tricky.
It's a difficult quiz. There's three rounds. There's a music round where there's artists and you have to find the song they have that has mother or a version of mother in the song title. There's a trivia round, and that's all sorts of mother related things. And then there's a round on proverbs to do with mums, and you have to fill in the blanks. So it's challenging, but it should be quite interesting. You might have to Google some answers.
I think I would.
We're going to be picking at random from a hat rather than picking the person who answered everything right. I don't even know if anyone's going to be able to answer them all right, but it should be good fun. And there's a chance to win a bouquet or a voucher for that special mum in your life. So at the end of last week's Oxcast, Jen told us all about the new writing festival happening at the BT studio this week. So this is just a reminder that that is still happening and that you should go and listen to Jen wax lyrical about it in the end of last week's Oxcast.
She's a big fan.
She's a huge fan and she can't go along this year because she's too pregnant. So if somebody else could go for her and report back, that would be great. So one of the reasons Jen loves this event so much every year is that it's completely random. There's no unifying theme or concept. It's just whatever's in the brains of the student writers given to you. And it's kind of not the biggest production values, but there's a really good sense of camaraderie and all the students kind of coming together to make it work. Their shows are also not very long, so they're about an hour or so long, £6. So it's cheap, it's short, it's a perfect side of culture to an evening of drinks or dinner in town. And on Saturday, if you are really into what I'm talking about, then you can see all four shows back to back pretty much. And then please do report back to Jen so she knows what she's missed out on this year. And you can hear Jen talk about the festival in last week's Oxcast if you go to dailyinfo.com/podcasts.
From one festival to another, though, Oxford Human Rights Festival is happening this week at Oxford Brookes, and Nat spoke to Alison and Adrian from the Human Rights Festival, which is now in its 13th year, about what they've got planned for the festival and some of their most anticipated events.
So this Wednesday until Saturday evening, Wednesday we're starting with George McBean's exhibition. His workshop will be in the afternoon and the exhibition opening in the evening. Both of those you need to pre-book for. The rest of the events on Thursday, Friday and Saturday are all free and you're welcome to attend without having to book. And the topics that we're covering are going to be refugees on the Thursday, women's rights on the Friday and politics and revolution on the Saturday. And that's all pretty much at Oxford Brookes in various venues. So do check out the website for the specifics of those. Otherwise, we'd love to see you there. Also, feel free to follow us on Twitter, which is at OxHRF, or on Facebook. There's more live updates about how things are going and different viewings, so keep up to date on those channels.
Is there a particular event that either of you are both looking forward to?
I really got involved with the refugees. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed talking to the people that we're going to have to on the refugee day. The filmmakers, and it kind of touched a soft spot, the refugee situation.
I'd say likewise. I'm also looking forward to particularly a screening in the evening on the Refugee Day. And I think the evening with George McBean is going to be absolutely fantastic. Likewise, the workshop is going to be really insightful and just a great experience for anyone on the edge of that kind of development or art industry. So
We try making the festival as accessible to everyone as possible, because this is not a topic that only some have to be concerned with. It's something that everyone needs to be aware of, at least, and that everyone needs to kind of be concerned about it to some extent.
And I think Oxford is a great city because it tends to attract people that are either aware or have some sort of concern for these kind of issues. And it has a great legacy of having initiatives come out of the city, out of the different universities, or kind of different institutions. So it's, yeah, the film festival itself has a great legacy, and the city itself has a really good legacy. So I've no doubt that into the future it's just going to get better and the attendance will get wider.
You can listen to Nat's whole interview with Alison and Adrian on Oxcast Extra, where they talk about their involvement in the festival, the festival's aims, venues, and some of the collaborators.
And you can go along to the festival at mostly Brooks. There's some of the venues from today, I believe, until Saturday.
Some theatre, though, Annie.
So around this time of year, every year, the third-year acting drama students from the Oxford School of Drama put on a show at the Pegasus. I saw their version of Machinal in 2013 and Anna Karenina, which was their show last year. You can read my review of Machinal, but there isn't a review of Anna Karenina, but I can guarantee it was very good. I remember it very well and very enjoyable. This week, though, the third year students are performing a show called All Day Permanent Red.
And that's something to do with a line about lipstick.
Which is a lipstick brand that was, I think, in the 60s or 70s, but that's not quite related to the show. At this stage, I'm sure if you go along, there'll be very clear links. But All Day Permanent Red opens tonight and runs till Saturday. And All Day Permanent Red is actually the fourth instalment of poet Christopher Logg's translation and adaptation of Homer's Iliad. So it's a very critically acclaimed piece of writing, and it was written in 2003, but this is its first ever adaptation for the stage. And the show is for ages 14 plus, the Pegasus website specifies. And this is because this part of the poem focuses strongly on the Trojan War. And it's not going to skimp over any details. If you're squeamish, this isn't a show for you. It's going to focus on the carnage and the random violence.
I see a different type of red.
Exactly. I think that's where the red comes in. And the language is modern and kind of uses contemporary references, but is using that to then build up a kind of classical imagery. So really interesting use of language and a challenging piece, I think, for the audience, but also for the actors who are having to do, I imagine, a lot of work with the text to really make it work. So it's a historical piece, it's a poetry piece, and a chance to see some actors put all their training into use before being let out into the world of acting. So All Day Permanent Red is the Oxford School of Drama's third year students performing. They'll be at the Pegasus Theatre. They're opening tonight and they're on until Saturday.
And this is going to transfer to London as well, isn't it?
I think one of their shows transfers to London. I think it is this show, or they do a different show in London, but their last term tends to be in London. I'm going to see this tomorrow and I'm very much looking forward to it. So do come and join me.
Well, last week we talked about the Phoenix's Film Book Club. Well, I've got another one this week. It's starting this Thursday and it's going to be a monthly event at Blackwell's. So the idea is that over the month you read the book that has been decided on, and then on the night everyone watches the film together and then has a chat about the adaptation and what's different between the film and the book, whether it's a portrayal or what's worked, what hasn't, etc.
They're saying the good, the bad and the ugly.
Yeah, I think so. You can buy popcorn and wine while you're there, but otherwise it's completely free. This month's film slash book is Evelyn Waugh's Brideshead Revisited and the 2008 film adaptation, which has an amazing cast. It's got Michael Gambon, Emma Thompson, Matthew Good, Ben Whishaw, who's now Q, and Hayley Atwell, who's now Agent Carter in Captain America and stuff like that. And a young Felicity Jones is in it as well. It's also, the book is partially set and the film partially filmed in Oxford, so a nice local connection.
We like those.
We certainly do. And as I said, it's completely free. You just have to register if you want to go along by emailing events.oxford@blackwell.co.uk or by calling Oxford 333-623. It's on Thursday at Blackwell's at 6:30.
So in the Oxcast, we normally talk about events, and Daily Info has a huge events listing, but also on Daily Info, you can find out plenty more about living in Oxford. We've got jobs advertised and we've also got places to live advertised.
We've also got some really nice guide pages about punting and allotments now that the weather's starting to get better, so take a look.
So we've got a couple of announcements and kind of a news roundup, which we don't normally do in the Oxcast, but there's lots of exciting things that we found out about this week that we think you'd like to know about. One of them is related to an Oxcast we did in the summer where we talked about an event about the Oxford City Farm, which was new and exciting. We didn't quite know what it was. I don't think it had a place back then. It was more an idea or a concept. But now the Oxford City Farm is going to be at Florence Park. They spent 4 years trying to find a location to have a farm, and it's going to be happening. So keep an eye out, and you can find out more by following them on Twitter. They're at Ox City Farm, and on their website, which is oxfordcityfarm.org.uk.
Yesterday, the first bit of the lineup for Wilderness Festival was announced, which happens in Cornbury Park near Charlbury, and it is very exciting. Bjork is going to be headlining, as well as Ben Howard, and George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic are going to be playing, who, even if you haven't heard of them before, you definitely do know who they are. You'll know their tune, Give Up the Funk, brackets, Tear the Roof Off the Sucker. And George Clinton's song, Atomic Dog, was borrowed by Snoop Dogg in his track, Who Am I, What's My Name, which is the one that everyone will know. George Clinton, Parliament Funkadelic are also the band to have most members inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is 16 of them.
They sound far more interesting than the headline act. Give them a festival to themselves. They've got enough people to have a festival.
Their outfits are going to be just as good as Bjork as well, I tell you. Also at Wilderness will be the French electro swing band Caravan Palace, who are awesome. Now, there's so much more to Wilderness than just the music. In the theatre tent, there's going to be Battersea Arts Centre, Opera North and Oxford Shakespeare Company. There's loads of extra activities. Go and do a cocktail masterclass or go wild swimming.
It's a lifestyle festival. It kind of covers all territories. It's not just about the music.
There's a spa and the food is amazing as well. Tickets are on sale now. They are £176 plus £375 booking fee, and you can get those on the website. Another festival lineup announcement, though, this is just from a few days ago, and Truck have announced that Basement Jacks are going to be headlining, which is sick, as well as St. Raymond, Pulled Apart by Horses, and Ray Morris, who Nat reviewed at the O2 just last week. They're all going to be playing as well.
So we are very much looking forward to summer here on the Oxcast. And I've got another bit of news for summer as well. An event we would never miss out of the Oxcast is the annual World Poo Sticks competition, which unfortunately outgrew its home at Day's Lock in Little Whitnam near Didcot. Their parking facilities for about 300 ended up having to cater for about 700 people. So I think we're going to get to the thousands this year. This year is going to be the 32nd annual World Poo Sticks competition, and the new home is going to be at Langle Common, which is on River Windrush near Whitney in West Oxfordshire. The competition is taking place provisionally on the 7th of June, so you can start now to look for your winning stick, and you can find out more at poo-sticks.com, poo with a H, and on Twitter at poo_sticks1.
People come from all over the world for this thing as well. People come from America and, yeah, everywhere.
With good reason. It's going to be great. and it's in the summer now as well. I think it used to have to be in autumn or spring and floods could cause problems, but that shouldn't happen at Langle Common on the 7th of June.
Can't wait.
For the next 10 days or so, the Oxford Hub on Turl Street is going to be home to the Oxford Hub Happiness Project. It's a fortnight of happy free events. It started earlier this week and it's running until the 28th of February. This is being organised by a group called Live Life More, LLM, and they aim to get more of a dialogue going in Oxford about well-being and happiness to help people, and particularly students who have quite a lot of stress, to cultivate habits to make them happier. So in 2010, the UK started monitoring our happiness because they like to monitor things. And in 2014, they produced a report with all the things they'd found out on happiness and well-being. One of the things they found out was that individuals involved in social action projects experienced significant increases in happiness. And the Oxford Hub is very much about social action, so they're focusing their efforts for the next 10 days on happiness. So if you need some cheering up, if you're interested in just learning a bit about well-being, then you can pop along to any of the free events. There's about one or two a day, and the fact that they're free makes me very happy. Tomorrow there's a talk about the role of happiness in social policy, and on Friday you can sample some foods believed to increase happiness, and I can guarantee you pancakes increase happiness.
Pancakes with smiley
they
faces
did
on them.
Yesterday anyway. Next week there's also talks on growing happiness, and this is with the community gardeners Oxgrow, and talks about faith and happiness amongst happiness linked to any other subject. So the Oxford Hub Happiness Project is at the Oxford Hub, which is at Turl Street upstairs from the TSK. It's running to the 28th of February, so you can find out more on oxhubhappiness.weebly.com. And we would have wanted to play Pharrell's song Happy throughout this segment, but obviously we can't do that. But if you want to play in the background and rewind and listen to this bit again with that song, that's the kind of thing I was hoping to happen. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, from happiness to laughter, we've got some comedy at the Old Fire Station this Friday. Maxine Jones is going to be performing her show Invisible Woman, which is about her throwing off the cloak of invisibility that she sees shrouds women of a certain age. When women get to a certain age and people just start ignoring them, forget that they have anything to offer, and she has something to say about it. So she chats about routine, growing older, shyness and superpowers. And the show's only an hour long. It's on Friday at 8 o'clock. Tickets are £10 and £8 concessions at the Old Fire Station.
And there's lots of information on the Old Fire Station website, linking to her website and reviews and all that kind of thing. It's very well supplied if you want to go find out any more.
She now lives in Dublin, or has done for the last while, and so she's really big there. Like, there's loads of reviews from Irish sources, but she hasn't performed quite so much over here. but now you've got your chance.
Also on Friday is a music event at Modern Art Oxford with BG Records. They are one of Oxford's independent record labels. They've been going for about 5 years and they've got an emphasis on producing music and events with and kind of for young people. And their music tends to be more leaning towards kind of rap, R&B and urban kind of sounds, but they have described the event, which will have wordsmiths and beatmakers, which sounds much more poetic than the way I've put it. This event is called BG on the Corner. It's at Modern Art Oxford on Friday at 8 o'clock. So the aim of the event is to kind of bring together talent from all over Oxford who are interested in this kind of music and this style of performance. And inclusivity is a huge part of what BG Records stands for in their ethos. So it's an event open to all ages. It's not just for 18 plus. So anyone can come, which is a key message. Some of the artists performing include Society, Shots, Chucky, Mighty and Gory, which are all very good stage names. And together they make a very good group of stage names. Chucky might be the one most well known. He's a bit of a BG Records ambassador and he has performed quite a lot of shows with them and solo shows as well. So he's the one to kind of, if you want to investigate what they're all about, he's one to go to. So BG Records are hoping this night of music and performance isn't going to be a one-off and there'll be more On the Corner events happening in the future. So look them up and you can check out our local beatmakers and wordsmiths from BG Records at Modern Art Oxford at 8 o'clock on Friday.
Now you might remember from last year, this weekend's Oxford Radical Forum event, because it is now in its 8th year. This is going to be 3 days of talks, workshops and film screenings, all at Wadham College. And it's going to be on so many different topics, covering things like Europe and neoliberalism, environmentalism, free education, social media in a time of revolution, the workers' movement in the Middle East, the housing crisis, the future of trans politics and many, many other topics.
You can have a really engaged week and weekend with the Human Rights Festival at Brookes and then the Radical Forum.
I know, and everything's free. Wadham. Yeah, they aim to ignite critical debate about some of the world's most significant struggles and injustices. And there's going to be some more topical events as well on Greece and Scotland and Egypt, for example. So you can see a full list of all the events on their website. It's going to be happening Friday to Sunday this weekend, and it's all at Wadham College.
So this is just a heads up for next week now. The worldwide hit One Man, Two Governors is coming to the New Theatre. And we're not only going to have a review online, we're not only going to be talking about it in next week's Artscast, but we're also going to have interviews of some of the cast members, which isn't something we do too often on the Artscast. So that's quite exciting. If you want to make sure that you get next week's podcast straight to your computer or to your phone, then you can subscribe. You can subscribe on iTunes. There is a link on the Artscast page, that's dailyinfo/podcasts, or you can search for Daily Info in iTunes. And then next Wednesday in the afternoon, it'll come straight to you and you can hear about the cast from One Man, Two Governors, as well as plenty of other Oxford happenings.
You can also keep up to date with everything that's happening between now and Wednesday by following us on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford, or you can like our Facebook page by searching for Daily Info Oxford.
And don't forget that Daily Info has loads of other things other than event listings, from city guides, advertisements for places to live and places to work.